A 20-year-old man was allegedly lynched to death in Maharashtra's Thane district, and the police has arrested 7 people in connection with the case, an official said on Saturday, reported the PTI. He said that the deceased, identified as Mohammad Rehmat Saha Alam, originally from West Bengal, was reportedly accused of stealing a mobile phone and beaten to death by a group of people in the Bhiwandi area of Thane district on Wednesday. 7 persons have been arrested in connection with the lynching of a man, a police official said. Working on several inputs, the police took 7 from the group of attackers into custody, while teams of police officials have been sent to Bihar and Uttar Pradesh in search of the others involved in the crime, the official said, as per the PTI. Initially, the police found it difficult to identify the victim. Subsequently, they shared his photo on social media, which helped them gather more information about him, leading to his identification. The police investigations revealed that the victim had come to Bhiwandi in Maharashtra from West Bengal 6 months ago, said Thane City Police Public Relations Officer Shailesh Salvi, according to the PTI. He added that further investigations in the matter were underway. Youth lynched, cop injured in Bihar. Meanwhile, in another incident in Bihar, earlier this month, a 20-year-old man was beaten to death and a policeman was injured when 2 groups clashed over a petty issue in Bihar's Patna district. The police had earlier said, as per the PTI, 3 people were arrested in connection with the incident that took place in the Lakhani Vigha Math area of Danapur subdivision. 2 groups of the locality clashed over a trivial issue on Monday morning. Police got information that a 20-year-old man was beaten to death by his neighbors. When the police reached there, a group of people started throwing stones at them and damaged a police vehicle, the district police said in a statement. 1 police personnel suffered injuries in stone pelting. Additional security personnel were immediately called and the situation was brought under control, the statement said. The news agency had earlier reported, the body of the deceased, identified as Vishal Kumar, was sent for post-mortem examination, with PTI inputs.